With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Now that Senator Kamala Harris has been picked as vice president, California has an open Senate seat. Guessing who Governor Gavin Newsom will pick as her replacement has become a popular game for political watchers throughout the state. KAZU's Doug McKnight spoke with one of them.
Senate seats don't come up often in California. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris was voted into the Senate when Barbara Boxer chose not to run in 2016. Boxer held the seat for 24 years. California's other senator, Dianne Feinstein, has held her seat for 28 years. UC Santa Cruz professor of politics Daniel Worlds considers himself a student of the Senate. He says in the largest state in the nation, there is an overabundance of qualified politicians, and the jockeying for the governor's attention is more a game of chess than checkers.
And Newsom himself said, boy, I'd really rather not do this because it's sort of like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And so I think given, you know, who Kamala Harris is and the historic choice she represents as vice president, I think the odds are greater than 50%, certainly, that it'll be a woman and either a Latina or African-American.
Some have suggested that Newsom will pick someone who holds a statewide office, like Secretary of State or Attorney General. That would give him an opportunity for a second appointment.
Well, sure, I think that's always a possibility. I think, to me, that sounds like it's a little bit around the margins in the sense that, he has his current cabinet and other people that I'm pretty sure he gets along with. And so I think that could be a very marginal consideration, although there are, you know, some people on the list who fit that bill just because of their sort of general qualifications, like, you know, Alex Padilla, right, you know, Secretary of State and other people where they might be even sensible choices, right? But I don't think that's a primary consideration.
I know you've studied the Senate for a long time. Do things need to change? Not a lot gets done there.
I would argue so, and this has nothing to do with partisanship. The filibuster, which again is the rule in the Senate, that requires 60 votes to end debate, not on a final vote, but to end debate on a particular issue if anyone wants to keep talking, that rule is long outlived its usefulness, and that I don't care which party benefits from it, I think it has to go. I'd like them to do it as a body, meaning it doesn't have to be a partisan thing, to say that the costs of the filibuster outweigh any benefits. And part of those costs are what you just said, that the Senate often gets so little done. And that can be from a conservative direction or a liberal direction.
Okay, help me. I'm looking for a thread of hope here. Do you see any time in the near future that we can become more bipartisan and the Senate can actually begin to negotiate bills and get something done?
You're right to, express some skepticism right now. After all, we do have a president, a current sitting president, who is failing to concede what, by historical standards, was a very clearly decided election. So given that and the fact that many of his Republican co-partisans are at least tacitly supporting him in that resistance, does not bode well for President-elect Biden being able to change that dynamic. I tend to look towards institutional solutions, and I wish there were a more bipartisan approach to that, like I mentioned the filibuster, but also things like the Electoral College, which is very much, of course, in the news. There being the idea that, yes, Republicans are more disadvantaged in a popular vote, advantaged by the Electoral College, but they should think past that. After all, they got a record turnout in this election, too. Both parties should fight it out on a nationwide basis. And I think that wouldn't necessarily be more bipartisan, but it would force both parties to go after every possible voter, and that would help.
That was Dr. Daniel Worlds, professor of politics at UC Santa Cruz. California Governor Gavin Newsom has until January 20th to pick someone to fill the open Senate seat. Whoever is selected will have to run again in 2 years. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.